Welcome to the Sedona Soul Sister Show, down-to-earth discussions on spiritual, metaphysical, paranormal, and healing topics. The Sedona Soul Sisters are the most trusted psychic mediums in Sedona. They have offices in Sedona, Arizona, where they see clients from all over the world. And now, today's show. Hi, welcome to the show. I'm Ivory, and this is Roz. And today's topic is Raise Your Frequency Diet. Before we dive into that, I want to say hello to our listeners in Livingston, West Lothian, and Scotland. I am thrilled to have people in Scotland listening to the show. That's where my daughter and I are going to be headed as soon as possible, as soon as we can possibly get there. So just thrilled to have you here. This topic, we actually talk about this now and then, not maybe so much about how it raises your frequency, but more about how we're all energetic beings. You know, everybody, every animal, every plant, every living thing on the planet is energetic, just like the planet itself vibrates. And so I was just talking to a person here in my community this morning who's been seeing some interesting like astral beings and feeling angels. And I know it's because she's been consciously raising her frequency. And one way you can do that is by paying attention to the food you eat. So it holds a vibration. The food itself holds a vibration. And I don't think it'll be any surprise to you that what you eat can really affect the frequency. Everything does. So think about if you eat a lot of processed foods, foods that have a lot of chemicals, foods that are GMO, you probably don't feel so good. How do you feel after you eat a bag of potato chips? Maybe satisfied and yet probably sluggish. It leads to couch potato time. It's not exactly energizing. But then how do you feel after you eat a fresh salad? And Roz, this is a good question for you because Roz eats more salads than anybody I know, even in the dead of winter. She is a California girl. So yeah. How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel great. I mean, if I don't have salad at least a few times a week, I'm just really sad. I mean, I can be a bad girl and do the junk food thing with the best of them and the chips and all that. But actually, I'm not doing much of that now because I'm on a low sodium diet. But without eating organic too, I got into this organic thing. So I want everything in my salad to be organic, you know, so it becomes kind of an obsession, but I do feel different. I really do. Makes a big difference if you're eating, you know, freshly grown raw foods, especially I notice it.
Oh my
God. That said, I mean, you know, I am a meat eater.
So and I was going to say, all my life, I've been a vegetable eater, and I would turn down dessert in favor of seconds of vegetables. So eating vegetables makes me feel good. But because of you, Roz, and your influence and your enthusiasm over salads, I've been making myself eat them in winter. And I've actually been enjoying it. As long as I have something hot with it, then I'm fine with eating salad. And I definitely really look forward to that. So I thank you for that because I used to be like, I don't want to eat anything cold when it's cold outside.
You know, it really is true that I think where you come from geographically, you know, if you're into elevating your frequency by changing your dietary input, you really do have to think about where you were raised and what were the kind of things that people ate there. You know, I mean, because where I grew up, salad was plentiful and we had it all the time, but that's not true everywhere.
We didn't have it all the time, but my mother has a green thumb, just like her mother did. And we had so many kids. We had a big garden and we ate produce out of that garden. Even and it canned it to go into the winter, and then spending my summers in Alabama with my green thumb grandmother who ate everything out of her garden. She would say, okay, what do you want to have for dinner? And I'd be like, I want green beans, potatoes, and blackberry tart. She's like, all right, go dig up the potatoes, go pick the beans and the blackberries. And we'd make it every day. That's how we ate. And I thought it was the bomb. I loved that. So I always had a garden, you know, even now when I live in an HOA community. And so I have pots with things I grow in it that the javelina don't eat. As soon as I can get a fence around my front patio, I'll be growing more things the javelina would love to eat. They think everything is their salad bar that I put out, except for they won't eat jalapenos and they won't eat my tomatoes. So for some reason, those are off their menu. Everything else they take.
Those are definitely things that they turn their little noses up at.
Well, it's interesting, like this whole thing of changing your diet, which to me is not like limiting what you eat. A diet means what you eat, whatever you eat. Maybe you eat a diet high in meat, you eat a diet high in sugar, you know, but that's your diet. So we're talking about making changes to your diet. Some people consciously do it when they learn what foods make them, their frequency rise, because they want to see angels. They want to see spirit. They want to be able to communicate with the spirits of their beloved dead ones. They want to see things from astral planes, from other dimensions. They want to have these paranormal, supernormal, supernatural, celestial experiences. Well, it's all about raising your frequency. So you can do it consciously, but I found for me, and I'll be curious about you, Roz. For me, it's been like this decades-long journey where I used to just eat what I wanted. And then all of a sudden is like, I really didn't want alcohol at all anymore. I've never been a big drinker, but it's like alcohol went, and then it was sugar. I just didn't. And part of it is being diabetic, but even long before that, I didn't want sugar. So constantly I find myself like, okay, now I want a certain kind of water, you know, purified water, and a lot of it. And it's little changes like that for most people. And it just is like, I don't know if it's a probably combination of an inner push and you're hearing your angels guiding you towards a better diet for you.
I think too, I mean, the bottom line is the older we get, the more important it is to be conscious of our diet and to be conscious of, you know, these things that you're talking about. Like, I've always known that I hear outside this dimension, you know, because I've been hearing voices and all kinds of people talking to me since I was a kid. But I've actually had some clients who really started to experience that when they started getting older, and they did change their lifestyle too. So it's important to realize.
Absolutely. You know, I think that you can pay attention to how you feel, but if you really want to experience these interesting happenings that are hidden from you now, then you need to do everything you can to raise your frequency. And this is a little less painful one, especially if you take it gradually. I don't expect anybody to like eliminate everything off the list that's on the naughty list. So I think let's start with the first category, and we were already talking about it, green leafy vegetables. So that's like lettuces, kale, arugula, collard greens, chard. All of those are like bursting with high vibration energy. You're literally eating the energy of the sun when you eat those things. So is it any wonder that salad makes us feel so good, and fresh and organic is best, you know, because chemicals lower your frequency. Oh, that's the other thing that happened to me is maybe 12 years ago, I suddenly became very chemically sensitive to things I put on my skin, my detergents, you know, things I wash my hair with, makeup, foods, and had to really start paying attention to eliminating chemicals from my life as much as I could. So, and it's a lot, there's actually a lot of people that's happening too. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think it has to do with the frequency of the earth and the time for people to try to match their frequency to it at a higher degree. The next is fresh berries. You know, so I don't think there's anything on this list that's going to be a surprise to you, but we're still going to tell you what they are. So the best ones They talk about things like blueberries, blackberries are really super good for you. And they boost your immune system. They reduce inflammation. And always fresh and organic is best. But, you know, if you can't afford that, invest in some fruit and vegetable organic wash and really thoroughly wash. There's some things you can't wash it out of, like strawberries has so much chemicals. Like you cannot get, if they're not organic, you cannot get the chemicals out because it's inside the fruit. And there's probably plenty of others that way too.
I think even, you know, in the case of strawberries, I've read that even when it is organic, they grow those repeatedly in the same fields, and they do rotate some other crops in, but basically if they're growing strawberries somewhere, they're growing them year after year. And, you know, that soil having been used for decades, it's bound to have some chemicals in there.
It is.
So it's pretty hard to change it. But
I wash mine in a mix of purified water and white vinegar. I soak them, and it takes, there's a lot of bugs that live in strawberries, and you'll see them come out. And so it's a good thing to do. And it also helps preserve them, because then you can like let them dry and pat them, and then you store them in a glass container with layers of paper towel, and they last 2.5 weeks. As you know, a single person, I try everything I can to make my food last longer, because two of the worst things we can do for our planet is throw food away and eat a lot of meat. I don't have to worry about eating too much meat, but I think I was throwing too much food away. So that's like this year, my concentrated effort. The next thing on the list is a big no for me, but it's sprouts. I'm allergic to them, but sprouts of any kind, almost any seed, bean, or grain that sprouts, they're super high in protein. Up to 35% of a sprout is protein and rich in enzymes. So if you can eat them, then consider this. I read this on a website. It was so cute. They're like, basically the seed is Clark Kent and the sprouted seed is Superman. I love that. I'm just going to have to eat the seeds and leave the sprouts for other people. I used to eat a lot of them and grow them. Do you remember in the 70s, Roz? Growing kits. I had several.
I had one for my alfalfa sprouts, one for my mung beans, and I had them all going.
And that's how I found out how allergic I am to them, because they would make my mouth break out in bumps and itch. Yeah. But I ate them for years because I knew they were good for me. That was back when I had a 2-acre garden. Madness, I tell you.
That is a workload.
It was. I lived on the land with my in-laws at the time, and they had 11 acres. And my mother-in-law was like, let's plant a big garden so it'll feed all of us. We couldn't keep up with it. It was nuts, but we got a lot of good food out of it. Next thing on the list is herbs, fresh herbs. It tastes really good, but I don't know if you know, cilantro, for example, is an excellent detoxifier, and rosemary contains lots of great antioxidants. I love both of those. So try them. Any fresh herbs are good, better for you than the dried ones. They've kind of had the benefits dried right out of them. You can grow them. You can buy them. I love it at the store now, like at Fry's, they have little packets. They're not cheap, but they have little packets of fresh herbs of all different kinds. So if you can't grow them or it's not growing in your area, I've had terrible luck with cilantro here in Arizona. I think it's just too hot and dry, but I buy it and it's like 25 cents for a bunch of cilantro. So you just got to use it fast. But anything you have, if you've got rosemary growing in your yard, like I do, I use it for cooking as much as possible, but I love that smell and the taste.
It's really, it smells so good.
I actually like it when we put it in the diffuser in the office, and I do here at my house too. It just has a nice fresh smell. Next on the list is spices. Oh, I'm big on that. My mother, bless her soul, she grew up in Alabama, and she's a very good cook, but kind of not very into the spices other than salt and pepper. But there's so many great ones, and some of the best is turmeric, cinnamon, ginger, garlic, and cayenne. They all have powerful healing properties. They help with everything from digestion to blood sugar balance. But other high-frequency herbs and spices other than those, basil, such a good one. Black pepper, thank God I'm addicted to that. Bay leaf, cardamom, fennel, mint, mustard seed, nutmeg, oregano, paprika, rosemary, and saffron. I love all of those. Delicious. Is there a favorite herb you have or spice you have, Roz?
Oh, I use a lot of cilantro. I do use a lot of rosemary. I love basil. So I've got my little faves. And, you know, because I have a lot of allergies, I mean, I pretty much stick with what I know, too.
Yeah, I understand that. And that's actually more common as we get older, too. We figure out the things that work for us, the things that don't. The next on the list is beans and legumes. I'm so grateful for that because I actually really like beans. I made a giant batch of chili, and this time I was smart, Roz. I froze it. Lots of it. So I'm not trying to eat it all day after day. But they're very high vibration food because they're nutrient powerhouses. So if you buy dried beans and soak them, rinse them, cook them, they contain lots of protein and fiber as well as lots of B vitamin and iron. It's a really good food to have. Next is nuts and seeds, the other thing I eat a ton of. My parents are always, when they come to visit, they're like, how many kinds of nuts do you have? I guess 12, 13. I love my nuts. I just do. So raw, unsalted nuts and seeds also make the list of high vibration foods because not only are they a great source of protein and fiber, but they contain healthy fats. So helps your brain function better. So you can't eat too much of those things. Next, this one's a little debatable for me, but I'll tell you why. Algae and fungi. The fungi I'm fine with. Fungi and a fun guy. I like them both. But the algae, have you ever tried blue-green algae, eating it, Roz?
I haven't.
Back in the early 90s, I had a wonderful friend, Alpha Sue Phoenix, if you're watching, she was great. And she was selling blue-green algae, and she felt so energized on it. She's like, oh, Ivory, this is going to be so good for you. And she told me how much to take. I took one dose. And it wasn't the taste. It was that it gave me the worst headache of my life, which lasted 10 days and nights. And I was fantasizing about cutting my own head off. You know, of course, I'm not going to really do that, but it was that bad. I've never forgotten it, never tried it again. So if you try blue-green algae like spirulina, chlorella, please start with a small dose and see how you do with it. It is the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, which makes them extremely high vibration. I might get my courage up now 35 years later and try it again with a super tiny dose. The other thing is seaweed, which I actually really like. I think, Roz, you got me started on this too, because you would have me pick up packets of seaweed for you.
Yeah,
and then another friend mentioned it.
Oh.
And I started making seaweed miso soup, which I really like.
Isn't that good?
It is. And so, you know, that's like a twofer there because you get the legumes and you get the protein, you get the seaweed. But the other one is mushrooms. No problem there. I make up for my dislike of blue-green algae by my passion for mushrooms. I don't need encouragement for that. So Roz does eat seaweed. She did eat seaweed because every time I was at a store where they had it, I'd pick her up a packet of this little like snack sheets of seaweed. And
it's just such a thin little sheet. So good, though.
She loves it. And I like it in something. Like there's a certain kind, like a friend told me about the miso soup where you buy it. It's fresh in a packet from a health food store. So it's soft and you chop it up and put it in the miso soup. It is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
The next is fermented foods. Okay, Roz, I'm just going to let you talk about the joys of kimchi.
It's amazing. It truly is. It makes you feel so good. I feel great after I eat that as a compliment with something else. And there's a lot of food that I think is really boring, you know, but I can always put a little of that on there. Go off on a tangent. So it's really good. And of course, because where I grew up, there's just an amazing plethora of different kinds of foods. So I had that off and on when I was young, and I sort of rediscovered it in the last maybe decade. It's so good.
You know, that, I'm not fond of it, and I've had it made by people from the country that it originates, and bless their hearts, they gave me lots of their food to try. It's just not my favorite. And yet, I love sauerkraut, and I think it's because my father is German heritage. So we grew up going to, you know, family holiday dinners at grandma and granddad's house, and they would always have sauerkraut with turkey dinner. And my mom would cook it with various meals growing up. So I grew up eating it, and turkey dinner isn't complete without it to me. And sometimes I just crave it. So we all, you know, whatever you're eating, there's a big craze now with fermenting vegetables in general. And I'm actually, my niece and I are going to get together at her house and do a big project where she's going to have a big garden and ferment lots of pickle, lots of vegetables, different vegetables, just for the health benefits, where you just pull it out and eat it because it's good for you.
Yum.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I think it'll be fun. It'll be fun to do with her girls and her, and make a party. Maybe my sister will want to come too. So, fermented foods. And another one on that list is kombucha. I finally found a kind I like, and a friend made that flavor too. It was delicious. That's full, teeming with good bacteria. It's real high frequency. The next one is teas. Thank goodness I really like tea. Do you like tea, Roz?
Sometimes. I used to drink it a lot more than I do now, you know, but I used to love when my kids were little, we'd all sit around and, you know, if they were having kind of a hyper day, any of them, we'd have a little chamomile tea, just a little bit, a little honey in it.
Thankfully, what I really love is herbal teas, which is what's healthy for you. So the types green and white herbal teas, they're full of powerful antioxidants. Herbal teas like chamomile, valerian, passion flower, with passion flower is one of my favorite. They're calming and help you relax. But all those teas that are organic and herbal are really good for you. This is not a surprise. No one's going to go, oh my gosh, I never saw this coming. Pure or filtered water, a lot of it. Big shock, right? I know you guys, aren't you guys drinking some special water now, Roz?
We have an aqua cure machine, which, you know, emits hydrogen, like bubbles out through the water. So we were drinking distilled water before that. And I started drinking that, I call it bubble water. We call it bubble water. And that the hydrogen comes through when it's on and the aqua cure. And I love that water. I mean, that's the only water I want now, which is kind of a bummer because, you know, when I go somewhere, I have to be hauling my own water.
I liked it. Ed gave me some. Ed's her boyfriend who does our hydrogen therapy at Sedona Soul Sisters. And he's given me some to drink as I'm having a hydrogen treatment and a foot bath at the same time, detoxing right and left. The most important thing is you don't drink tap water. You know, and don't drink water in plastic bottles because it's full of chemicals. It's really full of cancer-causing chemicals. So, you know, drink filtered, purified water and put it in a stainless steel container or a glass container so you're not drinking. You don't want to defeat the purpose of that great water.
When you think of how much of our body is comprised of water.
Exactly. 100%.
You really have to look at the quality of what you're drinking.
I really panic if I think I'm not going to have enough water. I've been that way most of my life. Like, I just need a lot of water. So that's easy. The next is about oils. And this is an important one. Like, what's good for you? What's high frequency is extra virgin olive oil, avocado, coconut oil, almond, flaxseed, and ghee. So any of those are really healthy for you, good frequency. They don't release carcinogens when you heat them. They're all natural oils humans can easily assimilate. And we'll kind of get to the ones that aren't so good later. The next is raw chocolate. I don't think that's a hard one. There's actually a company I love, really nice lady in Sedona who has a shop near, so like in the, she's over in that little strip that kind of is a right angle to where Harkins movie theater is. She has a, and it's next to a ice creamery. It's a really nice lady, and it's all raw chocolate in there. And I get several different kinds that I use in my yogurt, I use in my smoothies, and it's ceremonial grade cacao, which is very different from commercial chocolate because it's pure. There's no added ingredients. It retains its healthy natural fats, and it is really high frequency, and it isn't hard to make yourself eat it. If you're looking at sweeteners, the ones that are high frequency are raw honey, maple syrup, and coconut sugar. That's actually what I primarily use when I'm cooking, not all the time. The whole grains such as buckwheat, rice, quinoa, and amaranth are good. And then if you take supplements, look for natural ones. It's really important that the quality of them, that they're not grown where there's chemicals, the way that they're processed. So you might pay a little bit more, but at least they're actually doing something good for you. And the last thing is raw dairy. And from what I understand, it can be difficult to find, but it's considered a healthier alternative and higher in vibration than other milks. So what are the low vibration foods? Well, we're going to start with something that might be a little controversial, but I don't think so. GMO foods. GMO foods and any conventional foods that's been treated with chemicals and pesticides. Back to that lowers your frequency. There's just whether you like it, whether you have a problem with it, whether you think that's a conspiracy theory, it's been shown that it's very lowering of a frequency. Artificial sugars and sweeteners, soda and high sugar fruit juices. Alcohol, any alcohol. Personally, like I think the main reason for me that I don't drink alcohol is I notice it affects my spiritual gifts. I don't like something that alters my thinking because I feel like I can't get into the right space to use my gifts. Processed, packaged, and fast foods, darn it. Unhealthy oils, and the unhealthy ones are canola, which is rapeseed, which is really not good for humans, and margarine. Sorry, it's plastic. Deep fried microwave foods. Ross and I, for years, we were on this thing where we wouldn't even have a microwave in our office because what it does to food makes it like toxic waste. We finally decided we had bigger fish to fry. There is a microwave at the office now, but I don't know how often it gets used. It's more
I don't think it hardly gets used at all. If I want to heat something up, I put it in the toaster oven.
There you go. Low quality meats. If you can find things like meats that are grass-fed, cows, non-GMO, organic, what your animal eats affects your frequency. Anything non-organic, and especially coffee, there's a real big warning about that. Like, try to find organic coffee because coffee that's not organic is heavy with mold and pesticides, which, again, it's chemicals. It's pulling your frequency down. And decaf coffee is made. It's decaffeinated by a chemical process, so avoid that. Sorry. Artificial food colorings and dyes, sodium nitrates, BPA, that's why you should drink out of plastic or cook in plastic. Sodium aluminum sulfates. I mean, you're going to see that as an ingredient on many foods you wouldn't expect it in. Processed sugar, anything fake. Artificial butter, meat, cheese, Miracle Whip, it's all pretty much chemicals. Dairy in general. We already talked about kind of our own experiences with that. But again, this is not to go, oh, you need to change your diet. You got to make vast changes right now today. But if you didn't know about these foods, hopefully it opens your eyes. And if you're struggling with raising your frequency higher, you need to get it to a higher level. Those of you who work in the spiritual field, you're using your gifts to help others. Well, it's not just a job, it's a calling. And a calling really is about paying attention to everything you do. And for me, it's been paying attention to what I do and don't put in my body. I'm not 100% perfect, but I'm pretty darn good on a day-to-day basis about what I eat and don't eat. So, you know, you don't have to be perfect. Roz and I aren't perfect. She already admitted, you know, she eats some things. I love chips. I just don't get them very often. So, you know, treat yourself once in a while, but just realize that you can make a difference with your frequency through your diet. So take it at a pace that feels right to you. Maybe you want to wait till you're spiritually led to make a change, but it's a great place to begin. And hopefully it helps you start thinking a little more as you're grocery shopping and as you're preparing your own meals for yourself and your family. We're so glad you could tune in with us today. Please join us next week, Friday. It's going to be the realities of mind control. I feel like there should be like a Actually, that's a topic I really like. I think you do too, Roz. I think that'll be fun. So
it's something I have a lot of interest in, and I follow a lot on the reels on YouTube, and I read a lot, and I'm very convinced that we all need to be paying attention to what's being told and what's being sold. And
but that's also going to be about what you can achieve, not for negative purposes, but what for positive purposes, things you can achieve with mind control. Yeah, there are some things we need to be careful about, but you're more powerful than you think you are. And if you use it for the light, you can't go wrong. So we'll talk about that. There's always flip sides to this, and we're going to talk about both. In the meantime, thank you for joining us today, and we hope you have a remarkable week. We'll see you next Friday.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Sedona Soul Sisters Show. If you'd like more information about the Sedona Soul Sisters and their services, visit their website at SedonaSoulSisters.com. Subscribe to our show here so you don't miss a thing. All of us at Sedona Soul Sisters hope you have an enlightening week.